Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Back to one of the most powerful broadcasts on the internet, the American Journal. I am your embattled host, Rex Jones, coming to you live from the Central Texas Command Center here in Austin, Texas. The Alex Jones Show is about to start in 30 minutes, so we're your preamble for that. I'm joined now by InfoWars alum, veteran, patriot, proud boy, Joe Biggs. How are you doing, Joe?
Doing fantastic, man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. We got to get on Fortnite. All right, I'm busy. I know you're busy as well. We got to run some duos.
We'll play, man. I get on there and slay kids all the time. I have fun.
I know. I need some help. We'll get some Crown Victory Royales. It'll be great. But I wanted to talk to you about what's been going on locally in Florida and about this new surveillance grid thing they're putting in. Go ahead and tell the audience what you were telling me during the break.
Yeah, Governor DeSantis has signed in a new bill that allows the Florida government to designate anybody that disagrees with the government, criticizes Israel, a domestic terrorist organization. And they have pretty much the ability to just kind of go free with that. And yes. It's frightening. I mean, DeSantis is already kind of started doing stuff like that on college campuses. Anybody that comes out and criticizes Israel, Netanyahu, any of that stuff can be expelled from school and kicked off campus. So it's only going to grow unless people, they need to know about it and then do something about it. People need to be voicing their opinions. They need to get online and bitch and moan and talk about it. But you know, there's too many people that are just fat, happy, and complacent and sitting around and they think everything's good. Well, you know, what they want to do is they want to silence the younger crowd, our generation and younger. But so there's nothing left but a bunch of old baby boomers who just kiss the feet of Trump and anyone else that's in his cabinet. They don't want people out there, that are saying, hey, we're not happy with what's going on with these wars. You promised us no new wars. And here, that's all we've been doing. You promised that you were going to, lower prices, but they're not that doing that great. So we need to get things. We need to. It should no longer be America first, because that's already been hijacked by Israel. America should be America only.
Yeah. No, I 100%.
Anything besides that is just complete and total BS.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I mean, I saw this video, Joe. I saw this video of this, like, libtard blue hair lady and these cops that come to her house. This is in Florida. And I'm watching this video. It reminds me of stuff I've seen in Australia, stuff I've seen in Europe, in the UK, you name it, with the speech laws. And they come to her door like, oh, you said this about, I'm forgetting the political figure. You know, this could be taken as a threat. And it was literally the most like peaceful, like, I don't like this. I don't like what this guy is pushing. I don't like the Gaza genocide. They'll send the cops to your door in Florida. I thought like this is the most free state in the nation, you know?
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of that one. I know they've done that in Texas. The sheriff's department showing up to some people's houses that have been online. I mean, that's what it is. They want to silence a generation that is, that's grown up to be taught to think freely. We push that. Hey, it's okay to vote for somebody, but it's also okay to criticize them. You know, you are an elected official. You're not our Lord Liege. You're not our king. The whole reason that we stood up and came to America is so we could get rid of that and get away from that.
Isn't it amazing how quickly it all turned rancid? Because like when we were involved, like really like propagating MAGA, being MAGA patriots, I mean, we're at all these events. I traveled around the country. You did even like way more than I did as a reporter on the ground for InfoWars. And it's like we have this cup of milk that was so good and it just turns rancid overnight. And it's like you're talking about the boomers who want to kiss the feet of Trump or whatever. The media atmosphere. Joe, like you're a media person as well. Like you said, that like you're a professional background, professionally trained, just like I am in all of this. Looking around at it, isn't it like you woke up in like a house of torment, like a horror set or something?
Yeah, it's almost like they threw me in prison for 4 years. And when I came back home, my entire country changed. And everybody that took over the movement are a bunch of cuck, weak-minded bootlickers. Oh, wait, that did happen. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a nightmare that we've all had to wake up to. And Like, here's the thing. We got these people, we got these chicken hawks pushing for war, crying for war all the time, saying it's amazing. I just had a caller call and I thought it was such an amazing comment, Joe, where he says, okay, well, you go put on the Batman uniform. You go put on the Batman belt. You go hop in and take care of the problem. You're someone that's actually been over there and has had to deal with that situation. And just nobody wants to be involved in that. Nobody wants it to continue, right?
Well, everybody forgets how we got started, right? You know, it took some people to get to a point where they go, what? Enough is enough. We're going to do something about it. And they did. And how quickly our country's forgotten its origins and how we got here, that now it's like, oh my God, if I say anything, if I criticize, if I speak up, I could lose access or I right. could get banned off social media. Screw social media and screw access to the White House. I don't care about Trump letting me into his parties or in his new ballroom.
Right.
I want to do the right thing. I want to speak the right thing. I want to tell the truth. I want to stand up for what's right. You know, and everybody out there now is just kissing someone's ass nonstop so they can maintain their access to these little stupid parties that nobody cares about, that aren't going to do anything. No one's going to remember them in 5-10 years. You've done nothing to change the direction of America and the way it's going. You're all in it for yourselves. Most of these people that are media personalities are cowards. They're paid off to say certain things to push something they right. probably don't even believe themselves, which shows just how weak and cowardice they are, because they won't stand up and say, no, I'm not going to say that because it goes against what I believe. It goes against what the Bible says. It goes against my yes. beliefs. So, you know, we have been overrun by coward bootlickers, and it's just it's sad. And at some point in time, you think the American people would go enough is enough and realize that the common enemy is the U.S. government. And that we, the people, are the yes. ones that hold all the power.
Yeah, it's the empire, man. It's empire. And we got to go to war peacefully, politically, nonviolently against that empire and call it out for what it is. It's a U.S. Israeli empire hell-bent on world domination and global hegemony. And they're going to do anything they need to do. They're going to kill any amount of people they need to kill. They're going to dumb down and brainwash and turn people into cattle, as many as possible, to propagate this system to stay in power, because they know they're weak and broken. And if they don't completely just keep us choked all the time, 24/7, it's all going to go away for them. And I think, like, in war, isn't it true that you shoot the traitor first over the enemy because yeah. the traitor is more dangerous? We're dealing with a situation now. You talk about these people that want to go to these parties. And I mean, I've met some of these, you know, the suit wearing types, the YR type of people. It's just, it's embarrassing. You're holding on to something that's going to be dead. Don't you see? I mean,
yeah, the traitor is the chameleon. That's the one that blends into both sides, playing both sides, trying to get whatever they can. You know, going which way the wind blows. One day they might be leaning this way, the other day the next, wherever the money is, where they can stay in front of the camera in the spotlight
yes.
and say the right things to keep the boomers in line and check and happy and donating to their little causes, which they end up not even taking that money and giving it to a cause. They just put it in their pocket so they can buy a new car that they say they don't have, pretend like they're poor and broke all the time. That's what a lot of these guys do out there. And right. It's sad. It's like a lot of these younger kids that are my age and a little bit younger that were, you know, scrapping their way, clawing just to get some airtime. And now, you know, the 4 years we're gone, they've all taken over, and it's just one big lie.
Yeah, no, I feel like we have a shared perspective on this. Obviously, deplatforming in 2018, we're familiar with like large gaps on the internet. And then you come back and you look at the landscape and how it all kind of changes and really devolves over time. I mean, 8 months ago, I didn't know who Cat Turd was. I had no idea. I didn't know about a Gunther Eagleman. I didn't know about any of these big accounts. And then I talk to old people now. I talk to boomers on the street. I'm trying to canvas and gather information. They get their news from people like that. Think about that. Instead of a legitimate alternative media source, it's the new mainstream media.
So the reason that the stuff that's kicking up with Israel is happening as rapidly as it is because the American people, and I'd say the global community as a whole, is waking up to the fact that, you know, they're not these great allies, and they're not,
yes.
You know, they're not the people that they say they are. You know, I wear my, like right now I'm wearing my No More Wars for Israel shirt.
Right.
And I can wear that around Florida. I can wear it. I wore it up in Detroit when I was giving a speech at an event, and people come up to me and want to shake my hand or give me high fives. Everybody's starting to see through the ruse, yes. behind the curtain, that these people are not our greatest allies. And they, you know, look at it. Here we are. We're sitting boots on the ground, Iran, something that Trump said he'd never do but is doing. And then Netanyahu has the audacity to go, I'm not going to send anybody over there. Of course, because we're the goyim, we're the cattle. Yes. We're the ones that are supposed to die for your freedom. Meanwhile, if we want to stay or speak up and defend our country in any way, you know, you could be labeled a domestic terrorist. You could be thrown in jail for a long time. So, you know, people need to finally see what's going on. And that's what's going to happen. There's going to be this generational shift, this change when the boomers die off and it's us that's left. You're going to see a huge shift in politics because you're not going to see a successful Israeli lobby anymore in the U.S. government, at least not to the extent that it is now. And that's that grasp that the octopus has had on us for so long. The tentacles are getting knocked away, and that's what they're scared about. That's why Netanyahu is panicking. That's why, I mean, even Israelis in Israel themselves are pushing back against what Netanyahu and Trump are doing. So, you know, there's even a great awakening within that country itself.
No, that's key. And the political capital thing is a huge aspect. And I touch on that a lot on the show. The last boomer will turn 90 in 2054. Now, that's actually not that far away. And if you think about the time scale before that happens, it's like we're a glass of water and there's ice over it, right? And if you try to pour it out, and that's the freedom and the will of the American people, it won't come out because you got this lid over it, these frozen people with these crystallized brains. Once that starts to drop off, and we love the older audience, people that are awake and informed, but it's sadly true. These evangelical Christian Zionists, they're really cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And a lot of the time, people will call me anti-military, will say that I don't like the troops. They try to do the same thing to Dave Smith as well on the show he did with Adam, where he's going, you don't support the troops. I'm sitting here, total civilian. My view of it is like, I'm a citizen of the Roman Empire, right? And I don't want the legionaries of that Roman Empire to go get slaughtered in some foreign land for no reason. It's actually going to degrade my currency and make things weaker here. It's bad on the civilian front and on the military front. And the people fighting in the army, it's like a tool. It's like a gun or a knife or rescue equipment or a helicopter or something. It's just doing the job that it's been told to do. And it's really the responsibility of our leaders, right?
Well, the term that was coined, do you support our troops? I think that happened in the drum up for the Vietnam War. They knew the American people weren't going to support it, and they'd already been doing these, you know, tests to see if people were going to support us going into Vietnam. And they're like, okay, well, we can't say we're going to Vietnam. So what we can say, and this lobbyist, this guy comes up with it, do you support our troops? And if you say you don't support our troops, then you're anti-American. But if you say I support our troops, what you're really saying is I support this war with Vietnam to send our troops over there to die. So that's what they do. They say, oh, you don't support our troops. Well, okay, yeah, whatever. I don't care. Guess what? I'm a soldier, a retired U.S. Army veteran, and I don't support these stupid new wars. I don't support any of them. You know, just because I'm a soldier doesn't mean that I wake up every day blood frothing at the mouth, ready to go pick up my machine gun and start gunning people down because my government doesn't like their government. You know, no, I mean, we joined the military because we want to protect our country.
Right.
And we don't really have that many direct threats. Like in that sense, I mean, most of the stuff that we have is more digital now. It's hacking, things like that we have to worry about. It's an economic game. But, you know, the way America is strategically located, we're surrounded by two large oceans. I mean, it's very hard to do a land invasion on us without us finding out ahead of time. And, so I'm not too worried about that. So we need to be America only, and we need to sit here and focus on, you know what, let people call you what they want to call you. Say you're anti-troop or whatever. Who cares? Because at the end of the day, you know what you mean when you say what you say is that no, we shouldn't be going over here fighting other people's wars. And yes, if Israel wants to fight Iran, they need to put on their big boy pants, pick up their little Tavors and go out there and fight them themselves. Instead, what do? They get us into it, and then Netanyahu every time steps back. Well, we're not going to send anybody over there.
Yep, and they've never fought with us in a war. They've never put troops on the ground with us. It's just a complete scam.
I didn't see them in Iraq. I never saw an Israeli troop in Iraq or Afghanistan. They weren't there beside me. You know what I did see? I saw Italians. I saw Canadians. I saw Australians, New Zealanders. I saw, the English. I've seen all kinds of different people. But I've never seen an Israeli soldier in one of their own wars. It's crazy.
Isn't that interesting? And I mean, here's the thing. You just gave the Otto von Bismarck quote, which is America has weak neighbors to its north and south and fish to its east and west. We should live in a utopia, We really, really should. And I demand it now. And part of that's me being a younger person, me being idealistic. But you're telling me that we're spending 11 grand, more than 11 grand a second. And we couldn't even give 11 grand a second to a random American or a random homeless veteran. We could end that overnight. Literally. Basically, we could end that problem overnight. That's not an issue to them. The issue to them is how much money they can make in these wars. And what about Mexico? If we're going to do these invasions, if we're going to attack Venezuela, if we're going to attack Iran, why can't we attack the cartels? You know, because they're making money with them. And of course, we know that to be true. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at Freeway Ricky Ross. I mean, the CIA has been, you know, working with the folks to the south, the hombres to the south for quite some time.
The amigos.
Bringing drugs in. Yeah. So there's nothing new there. You know, we're trying to get money out of everything. But like you said, if we just stopped funding Ukraine, we'd have homelessness probably dealt with, you know, in a matter of days. Yeah. We wouldn't see veterans waiting outside refusing or being refused care at these VA centers, lighting themselves on fire. You know, we have an average of 22 U.S. veterans committing suicide a day because not because they want to kill themselves, because they keep trying. And I mean, I've had friends who have committed suicide and they try to get help and no one listens to them. And there's a stigma. So, you know, we have all this money that we're throwing at, you know, testing to see if, you know, mice from Uganda can be turned into transgendered pandas, you know, but we can't sit here and go, hey man, you know what? I'm going to give these guys a raise. They go out here every day, sacrifice, to go and die for this country if need be, to defend it. And that in itself right there is it takes a special someone to go do that. Most people out there aren't going to have that mindset to stand up and put something bigger than themselves before themselves and their family. So I think soldiers, Marines, airmen, sailor, maybe not airmen, but sailors and all that, definitely not the Coast Guard, because I don't even know if they're real or not. I still haven't seen one. But pay raises, you know, and I'm just joking when I say that, but you know, we should be giving these guys better pay. We have all the cool toys, but the training's not there for soldiers to transition home. The mental care is not there for them. And when they get home, it's hard to get a job. The stigma's there. People don't want to hire veterans because they think that they're all crazy. And what do? They pump us up on all these SSRIs. They've got you going bat poo crazy, wanting to blow your brains out. You're depressed. You can't sleep. They're all on alcohol. So there's things we could be doing to help America only. And I think it's time that's what we do. We only start electing America only candidates. And these are people that we got to see. I want to see 10, 15 years of you being that way. Not all of a sudden, like Candace Owens overnight, all of a sudden I'm a MAGA person when the day before you're calling for them all to be doxxed. You know, there's too many chameleons and snakes in the grass out there. I don't trust half these people, but if we're going to elect people, it needs to be America only.
Well, you and me, we both remember how it was back in the day. All right. We remember when they told us that 5 billion or 17 billion was too much to build the wall. It was entirely too much to ask for. It was crazy. You can't do that. He's an evil dictator. He's Hitler. Trillion plus dollars spent on war and cutting the corporate tax rates so that the richest can stay the richest and the poor can stay poor. It's an outright betrayal of everything we ever asked for. And I sit here, there would be nothing in the world that would make me happier than to be wrong. But Joe, I know we're right because we were here. We've seen this from the beginning. We've seen this from its inception, have we not?
Well, yeah, they said that we were crazy when we talked about, you know, what pizza meant and what hot dog meant. They said that we were all psycho. They said that we were crazy when we said that Democrats were eating kids and, you know, raping them and torturing them and things like that. And now it's all mainstream stuff. You know, the conspiracy theorists are right again. And that's the thing. That's the difference between what people consider in society to be normal and then the outcast, the conspiracy theorist. The conspiracy theorist is sitting there and they're looking at stuff. They research. They like to look for themselves. They like to do deep dives and go back and look at patterns and things like that. And when you understand history, you start to see patterns. And when you see those patterns, you can sort of like predict the future in a sense. And you can start to see where society is going to go, how people are going to vote in the future, how the playing field globally is going to, play out in the future when you start understanding your past. And that's the reason they don't even teach history anymore. They don't want to teach you anything like that because they don't want you to be able to put together those patterns and see and predict what's going to go on. They want to dumb you down. They don't want you to say anything. They don't want you to talk about it. They don't want you to read it. Watch this new app. Play this game all day. Don't read books. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And I've been watching the classic Alex Jones documentaries on a Tuesday or Wednesday night stream I do with Anthony Graffio called Conspiracy Talks. And we're watching like Police State 2. I think it came out like before I was born or like right around that time. And he has this monologue about how ignorance is the greatest weapon. Because like, even someone that's malevolent and evil, you can't get them to do as much stuff because they got their own self-interest. They're going to try to be greedy. They're going to try to grab, you know, try to wheel and deal. They're going to try to cut you out. An ignorant chud will just sleepwalk themselves into total obliteration. And that's what they're hungry for. That's what they're hungry for in the American population. And that's what we've always tried to war against. And it's an adventure. It's a fun process to get informed, to learn more about the world, about history, about war, about love, about hate, about politics, all of it, about God especially. And they want to make people to a point where, like, I talk to younger people all the time, and a lot of younger people are awake and informed because of the situation, how bad things are. But a lot of these people, especially the women, they want to talk about Love Island. They want to talk about TLC shows and stuff. And like, what is that spirit? Is that someone willfully trying to ignore it because it's too painful to think about? Or is it just somebody with the fluoride brain? What do you think?
It could be a bit of all of it. You know, it just depends on the person. You know, you never know. Some people like to watch it because for them, they are in the know of what's going on. So for them, it's just like an easy separation from everyday BS.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, gotta take a break.
But there are the kids that are out there, and that's all they do is talk about that. And that's the topic of every conversation is these, you know, dating shows. And this is what I tell people who don't like to read. You know, and I'm kind of going back to what I was saying with, you know, they're not really teaching anything in school. Start reading books. Read books that you like. Once you get into the habit of reading and you start getting it down and you get into that rhythm, you're going to start knocking books out so fast. Once that happens, then you start going into like historical fiction. Then you start going into history and you'll start getting into it. And then it'll become this passion where you don't want to stop reading and your thirst for knowledge will grow and grow and grow. I mean, I read over 1,000 books when I was in prison.
Wow.
And it started with one a week. And then it turned into almost a book a day. And I was just digesting and soaking up everything I could reading. And I mean, I've read everything on Islam. I've read everything on every war that we've had and been a part of. And I'm reading 2 books right now. Red Rising and Between Two Fires. And it's fun to get into that because once your brain gets used to that, processing those words, it opens up your dialect. It opens up, you know, your mind. And then it's easier to start reading those historical books that some people find hard to read and get into those biographies and things like that. And once you do that, it'll change your life. It's like a key unlocks a part of your brain you didn't know you had. And you start to think and you start to have these interesting conversations with people and you feel enlightened and you'll start actually getting happier because you're starting to understand what's happening around you more and more. So I always want to encourage people to just start reading, get in there, find something that you enjoy. And then from that transition to the stuff that you might think is not as fun. But once you get into it, you'll start to really grow a thirst for it. And you just want people to stop.
What a powerful, positive message to ring out the show here. I totally agree. I'm going to start doing My American Journal. This is the last week ever of the American Journal. I'm going to be live for the last time here on Friday and for the first time on Monday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that's the sort of thing we got to do with people. Got to do like a book club, got to do reading lists, got to just like have
fun. Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
I kept a whole list of all the books I've read since I've been locked up and continue to just anytime I read a book now, I'll just add to that list. And, you know, I always tell people this, read The Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett. It is one of the greatest books you'll ever read besides the Bible, because I'm not going to say that there's a book better than that, but read The Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett, K-E-N-F-O-L-L-E-T-T. And it is a historical fiction book and it is amazing. And once you read his first book, you'll won't be able to stop and it'll change your life. It's awesome.
Wow. How do people support you? Where do they find you? What can they do? We all love you, Joe.
There's nothing you can do because we try to do another go, give, send, go. And guess what? The U.S. government came in and took it for themselves and put it in their pockets again. So, you know, just say a prayer for me, you know, because at this point in time, it's not like Trump's going to help me.
Well,
so
Let's talk about supplements. Let's talk about the new show. I'm going to call you after this. Really appreciate you coming on. We're coming on the break. We're going to join you next with the Alex Jones Show coming up live. Thank you so much, Joe Biggs. You are an amazing person. I've known you for so many years. So good to see you're doing good and covering the news just like old times with you together. Rex Jones, American Journal. We're about to be joined by Alex Jones here. You won't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.